in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and then turn to chapter 11. Verse 3 of chapter 6 of 2 Corinthians, give no offense in anything. Anything. That the minister be not blamed. But in all things, approving ourselves as ministers of God. In much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, that don't mean rank stripes in the army either. Amen. Imprisonments in tumults. In labors. In watchings. In fastings. Plural. By pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, by the power of God. Love unfeigned means unpretending. Genuine thing. No pretense. No play-acting. No hypocrisy. Amen. Love unfeigned. Amen. By honor, by dishonor, by evil report, good report, as deceivers, yet true, as unknown, yet well known, as dying, behold, we live, as chastened, and not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, here now, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things. O ye Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you, our heart is enlarged. The 11th chapter, 23rd verse. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more in labors, more abundant. In stripes, above measure. In prison, more frequent. In deaths, oft. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. Thrice means 3 times. Amen. A night and a day, we only read about one of those shipwrecks in the Bible. There was 2 more that we don't know about. Amen. Thrice I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day I've been in the deep. How long can you swim? All day and all night? Think about it. Salt water splashing in your mouth, and your eyes, and your face. A whole day. And a whole night. Amen. Something to think about, isn't it? In journeys, journeyings, plural again, often. In perils, that means dangers of waters. In perils are dangers of robbers. In perils are dangers in my own countrymen. In perils are dangers by the heathen. Perils are dangers in the city. In perils are dangers in the wilderness. In perils in the sea. In perils among false brethren. In weariness and painfulness. In watchings often. In hunger and thirst. In fastings often. In cold and nakedness. Think about that for a moment. Amen. Nakedness. Beside those things that are without, which cometh upon me daily, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Who is weak? And I'm not weak. Who is offended? And I burn not. I suppose I'll stop there. Amen. I'd like to talk tonight about credentials. Credentials. They asked a young preacher in the Mine Valley here to come try out for a church. Had about 450 people. He'd never pastored before. 450 people in Sunday school. They wanted him to come. But he never has gone to even try it out yet for it. He's an evangelist. Got him a trailer. Traveling for God. Among other things, they wanted him to send them a resume. I mean, we're getting kind of uppity, you know. Pentecost nowadays. Good old Holy Ghost leading's not good enough. Amen. Well, we can understand, you know, Assembly of God Church got without a pastor. This is 45 years ago in Thayer, Missouri, and 18 preachers wrote to the church, said they felt led of God to come pastor the church. Amen. It's not Assemblies of God alone that have that problem. Amen. It's all across our holiness movement too. Amen. And we got a lot of people that don't know the difference between ambition and the leadership of the Spirit. And I've been in that place myself a time or two. Amen. It's difficult to know sometimes what is the leadership of the Spirit and what is your ambition, particularly if your desire to do the will of God is second nature to you for just about all your life. Sometimes you might mistakenly think that anything that pops in your mind is the will of God. And it's not always the case. Amen. I'm talking about credentials tonight. Praise God. It won't take long, and I'll not weary you with the details, I hope. Amen. Sixth chapter of Corinthians said, giving no offense in anything that the ministry be not blamed, in all things approving ourselves as ministers of God, and then goes into a lengthy list of things that qualify. I'm afraid that if we ask for resume, Bible resume, that many would not be able to qualify according to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. But you don't necessarily have to have been in these places to qualify. Martyrdom is not necessarily having your head cut off. It's being willing all your life to have it cut off. Amen. Suffering for the ministry's sake may not entail all these things, but it's being willing, live, die, sink or swim, thick or thin, amen, cold or hot. I'm in it all the way. Are we really in it? Pardon me. Are we really in it? In it all the way for God? Amen. Amen. In stripes. Amen. Stripes. Not the kind that makes you sergeant or some other higher rank. Amen. But, amen, being beaten is taken from the Greek word plague. That's where we get our word plague from. A blow, a stripe, a wound, a public calamity, heavy affliction, or plague. Amen. Here it means blow, stripe, or wound. Ah, come on now. Pull your shoes off. Let me look in. That's what Lester Roloff said to his crying student, and he came to it, to pull off his shoes. Personal student pulled off his shoes, and he looked at him and said, I don't see no blood in your shoes. Amen. Great God Almighty. Amen. About the only stripes you and I will have to endure in the good old United States of America is our hurt feelings. Hey, amen. Come on, swallow your pride. If it's too big to swallow, shoot it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. In stripes, in imprisonments. I know a few that have gone to jail for God. Amen. Amen. Few of my friends have gone to jail for God. But not very many of our preachers, percentage-wise, can qualify here. Huh? Not only can they not qualify, they don't want anything to do with the ones that does. They say, you must have got yourselves in a mess of their own making, or they wouldn't be there. Amen. Glory to God. Brother went down to Guatemala to preach. Amen. Bought some knives, Mexican bolo knives, call them bolo knives in the Philippines, machetes in Mexico. Amen. And He had his suitcase in his hand that he just took off the plane. He got a chance to catch a quicker flight that would land him home quicker, and so he made a run for it, run down there all out of breath and throw his suitcase that he just took off the other plane up there. He meant to carry on, and they scanned it, and it had all those knives in it. And they pulled him aside and arrested him, shook him down, searched him, put him in jail. Amen. Called Brother Setzer up here, the chairman of the association, called me. Amen. To try to get him out of jail, explain who he was and why he was doing and why he was there. Amen. And I guess you could say he went to prison because he was a missionary. Amen. If he hadn't been down there on a missionary trip, he wouldn't have been there. But it was a little bit of a bizarre situation. He was bringing some gifts back to his friends. I brought 20 of them back from the Philippines in the bottom of my suitcase. Amen. And still got a few Filipino bolo knives made out of an automobile spring. Amen. But I didn't try to carry them on. They're kindly touchy about those things anymore. They wouldn't even let me keep my barber scissors in my flight bag that I had on my plane that was flying into China. They took my barber scissors away from me 2 times, coming and going, and took them up front in an envelope and said, ask for them, you can get them back when the flight's over. Amen. Some people are so desperate, they're dangerous. Amen. They can use anything for a weapon. And they shot 4 hijackers, Chinese hijackers, after we got there. Amen. Run them through kangaroo court and put them through the firing squad same day. Amen. That's the way Chinese justice is. Amen. But we don't go through very much to serve God. Amen. We took a big chance, and I'll admit there was some fear and trembling when we had our suitcases full of Bibles and hymn books written in Chinese and North Korean. Amen. And the Chinese cupped his hands and said, hear ye, and he told us all the things we could not have. Amen. And we just sort of grunted. If they'd have looked, there'd have been some reason for fear and trembling if they'd have looked in our suitcases. Amen. But for the most part, the main thing they do when they catch you with contraband in communist countries, they take it away from you and then give it back to you when you get to the end of the road if you get caught. Amen. And you get to go home in most cases. Different folks asked me when they went to communist countries, aren't you afraid? I said, no. When I run out of money, they'll want to get rid of me. Amen. But sometimes it was pretty shaky. Sometimes, amen, there was machine guns everywhere. And some of our friends, like Brother Carmine, Brother Jerry Back was talking about the other night, has been to prison for Christ 3 times at least. Suffered much for the kingdom of heaven's sake. Now you don't have to go to prison, amen, to qualify here, but you got to be willing, and you can't ignore those that do go. You can't turn a blind eye or a deaf ear, amen, to those that do go, and you got to be willing to go yourself. I'm talking tonight, amen, about credentials. Praise God. You might say, Brother Collins, are you talking about apostolic credentials? Amen. Well, let's see what he said in the 11th chapter. He said, are they ministers of Christ? Oh my, it looks like it's ministerial credentials too. Amen. Oh yes, oh yes. There are many today that would like, amen, a ministry as long as it's on Easy Street. But it's not all on Easy Street. Amen. Sometimes it's hard sledding. And it's not too hard if it's just you. But if you got a wife and children, and they go with you, because on most missionary fields, it's better if we can send a husband and wife team. Amen. And oh, the loneliness of that mission field. The loneliness of that foreign country. You have only to travel a little in a foreign country, amen, to feel that depression. Amen. That feeling of being lost and a long way from home. Well, amen, imprisonments, tumults. It seemed that everywhere Paul went, he stirred up a tumult. What would you think of LL, amen, if he stirred up more of a tumult than what he has in Hamilton? Amen. Praise God. Oh, yeah, Jim Gillis, Jed Smock, and Max Lynch, and a few more. Amen, have stirred quite a tumult on the college campuses, amen, by their bizarre and unique ministries, amen, and some of our boys have gone on campus with them and stood by, and some that went on campus with them soon decided that they didn't want to be ranked with them, they just faded into the scenery, amen, the tumult was too great. Amen. I'll tell you, if you preach the gospel, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, you preach the whole Bible, there's a good chance that there's liable to be a tumult. Woo, glory to God. It means just what it says. It means an uproar. Amen. I mean, it means an uprising town. Wide. Amen. Sometimes we have one church-wide, but it's usually limited to that. And it's pretty good if we can keep our tumult that comes inside the church walls, inside the church walls. It's better that it don't get in the paper. It's better that the media don't get a hold of it. We don't need any adverse publicity for the most part. Amen. But we got to be willing to have tumults. 2 Corinthians 6 and 5, I'm quoting from just briefly. Amen. In labors. Incidentally, that word labors is translated from 2873 in the Greek lexicon of Strong's Concordance. Amen. And it is translated also weariness in 2 Corinthians 11 and 27. Amen. In labors, and here in 11 and 27, amen, it means it's translated weariness. Amen. Translated from the Greek word labor, trouble, weariness. It includes in its meaning a beating, or a beating of the breast with grief or sorrow. Some pastors have to do that too. It means labor, trouble, to cause one trouble, to make work for him, intense labor, united with trouble or toil. Amen. Translated labors in 2 Corinthians 6 and 5, and translated weariness. in 2 Corinthians 11 and 27. Amen. It may be that some of us, sometime or other, might be able to qualify there. We have a limited scope because others have gone before us and blazed the trail before us. Others have built bridges. Others have done such a good work that we have it a whole lot easier in the 3 United States of America for the most part. But that can change. As more and more preachers, amen, go to jail. And you can, and be just as innocent as can be. Fred and Harold Hatfield, amen, were being tested for the United States Army in World War II. Amen. They were both preachers. And Fred signed everything just right, went through with flying colors. But since he and his brother were together, Harold signed something differently, and they took it differently. Amen. And so they arrested both of them and tried both of them for draft evasion. Amen. But when the officer came to his farm to arrest Brother Fred Hatfield, he got stuck in the creek that he had to ford to get to his house. Brother Fred dutifully and charitably hooked up his horses and his team, amen, and went down, and with the joy of the Lord in his heart, pulled out the agent out of the creek that came to arrest them. Amen. It came out all right. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are the called according to His purpose. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. And even so, though some cursed them and misunderstood them, and much of what went on was a misunderstanding, it caused an uproar in the community. But old Union Hill needed one more revival. Old Union Hill Church needed one more chance. Amen. Union Hill Church needed one more chance for a holiness revival, a Holy Ghost move. They rejected it. The Church of Christ came in later. They've taken over Old Union Hill Church. There is no move of God anymore in Union Hill Church. Amen. My grandma went to church and heard one of them preach. He told them, you don't have to pray to get saved. You can pray if you want to, but you're not saved by praying. You don't have to say one word of prayer to get saved, he said. You repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. Amen. You see, I came from a Church of Christ background, and I can tell one croaking as far as I can hear him. Amen. Praise God. I'll tell you, if you reject the good people, the bad will take over. Or a lesser people will take over. I'm not necessarily saying that all Church of Christ people are bad people. Amen. But they are not full of gospel by any means. Amen. They do not believe in letting the Holy Ghost have its way. Amen. I was looking at a music store in West Plains, Missouri years ago for a good gospel, Southern gospel song. Amen. And I asked the woman, who I didn't know, I was about to find out where she went to church. I said, don't you have any spiritual songs? And she said, I don't want any. Amen. Not only do they not have any spiritual songs, amen, they don't want any. Praise God. Hallelujah. And there's sometimes we may suffer a little weariness, amen, but not a whole lot. I'll tell you what would be good. It'd be good if you're just a little tired and a little sick and a little weak to rise up on your haunches and go to church anyway and qualify. Amen. I believe it'd be good if you didn't just feel too good. And if one of the family, amen, didn't feel too good, you'd be a soldier and raise up on your haunches and say, we're going. The devil's hindered us the last time. And my God, amen, soldiers have to fight no matter what. Aren't we all soldiers? Or are there just a few of us soldiers? Is there just one or two or three or four soldiers in this church? Are the soldiers the preachers only? No. Amen. If it is, we're hurting because some of us are not too good soldiers. I haven't broke any records myself. Amen. But I make some strong recommendations. Amen. I try to set the pace and lead the forces in the battle. Amen. If you'll follow, you'll do well. Praise God. I'll guarantee the recipe. Praise God. In labors. In watchings. Amen. Watchings. Watching. Praying. Watching. In fear and trembling. Watching, because you don't know what's going to happen next. Watching, because it's dangerous to go to sleep. And so you watch. Amen. We don't have too much of that, but Paul did. Ministers did then. Hey, we got it pretty easy today. Amen. We not got much reason to cry. Amen. I'll tell you, the whole problem is, it's too many of us not ready to be a soldier. Amen. In fastings. I don't have to read you a definition for that, do I? Amen. Do I need to tell you that you're not going to amount to too much as a Christian or a minister of the gospel unless you learn the power of fasting and prayer? Amen. In fastings. Oh, we're good at feastings. Amen. I've been pretty good at it myself. It's hard not to when they're shoving good things at you from every direction. Amen. It's hard not to when you've got delightful, delicious looking things every direction. Amen. And somebody's always wanting to feed you, and somebody's always wanting you to eat. And you gotta eat. Until you feel like an eataholic in order to fellowship sometimes. Amen. Oh, but there's times that we're going to have to just get down to brass tacks. Amen. And fast and pray. I've not broke any records. I apologize for that. I intend to do better, but then I always have intended to do better. There's one area where all of us, we may not have to go to jail. We may not have to go to prison. We may not have to be beaten until there's gashes to the depth of our skin. Amen. On our back. We may not have to be shipwrecked and tread water a day and a night trying to carry the gospel in extraneous circumstances. Amen. We may not have to do that. Oh, but we're going to have some credentials when we stand before God. He's not going to say, well done, if we haven't done well. I'll tell you, we got the same problem, amen, in the ministry as we've got in the laity as Moses had, amen, in the wilderness. They had much more and got out of Egypt until God threatened to kill them all for murmuring and grumbling and complaining. Well, they ready to stone Moses. Their leader. They blamed him for the hardness of the way. Amen. As if he built the road. As if he liked it any better than they did. As if Moses wasn't treading hard ground too. As if Moses, amen, wasn't suffering the heat too. As if Moses wasn't thirsty too. Amen. Great God, as if Moses wasn't hungry too. They blame Moses. He could say with Paul, "Are they offended? And am I not? Who's weak? And I'm not weak." Amen. Moses' tongue was sticking to the roof of his mouth too. So they wanted a drink of water. Amen. Moses was hungry too, for the want of something to eat. But he gets the blame for the whole shebang. Amen. They're ready to slay Moses. I'll tell you something. For the most part, by and large, that God called, God sent preacher don't want to fail. He don't want you to fail. He wants you to do well. It is his wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. But the trouble is, we can't never get the two together. And because the preacher can't bring about soul prosperity, he's got to suffer with you and answer your question with tact when you say, "Why did God allow so and so?" He didn't. You done it to yourself. Why God? Don't say, "Why God?" Say, "Why me?" Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Amen. In fastings. Incidentally, the apostolic approval for the ministry in 2 Corinthians 6 and 5 was fastings. The ministerial approval for the ministry in 2 Corinthians 11, 27 was fastings. Amen. We may never have to go naked for God. And most of us wouldn't know how to feel if we got thrown in jail and they took all our clothes. But that's the way they did it back then. The clothes was hard to come by. They were the booty. They were the trophies of the arrest. And the only way under heaven that Paul got him some clothes was because some soul, heathen or Christian, amen, had mercy on him and brought him some clothes to cover his nakedness. And you can count on this, it wasn't much. It wasn't much. He clutched his rags and shivered in the darkness. Oh, that's the song that they sung about the sinner. Amen. One sat alone beside the highway begging. Amen. He clutched his rags and he shivered in the darkness. And then Jesus came. But I read where they stripped Jesus naked till he didn't have no rags to clutch. And they said 7 or 11. Amen. As he rolled the dice at the feet of the cross to see who got his clothes. Amen. If Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, amen, hadn't had mercy on him and wrapped him up, he would have been buried naked. But they bought 75 pounds of spices. Amen. And a shroud to wrap him in. Expensive stuff. Rich man stuff. And they gave him some clothes. And wrapped him in spices. Amen. Oh yes! Paul was preaching to the lost and the poor and the lonely and the destitute and the heathen. Amen. It's supposed to be them that clutched their legs and shivered in the darkness until Jesus came. But no, it's Paul that clutches his rags. if he has any, after his period of nakedness. You know how cold it gets when you haven't got any clothes? It's cold enough if you got clothes. But if you haven't, it's even colder. Amen. Throw a fellow in a crummy, lice-ridden, rat-ridden jail with no clothes. And I'll tell you what, you better be awful close to your God. Amen. He'll have to warm your naked body, or you'll die from hypothermia before daylight, chances are. But Paul knew what it was to be thrown in jail, nakedness. Two times he says, nakedness. We may never have to go naked for God, thank God. We preach against nakedness, amen, because every time you find the word in the Bible, it's a shame. Amen. When that man in the tomb's wearing no clothes, it was because he's possessed of a legion of devils. And when our sons and daughters can't wait till warm weather to pull everything off and parade up and down the streets as near naked as the law will allow, amen, they're possessed with a legion of devils. They're inspired by the wrong thing. Amen. We may never have to go naked. Amen. But our chubby cheeks betray the fact that we haven't gone too much without food either. Amen. Oh, amen, make a trip to China and you'll find out that all of us are fat. Even Randy Coffey's fat. Amen. In China. Amen. Oh, yeah. You don't get too fat on the herbs they eat and the rice they eat three times a day. Amen. I got on the elevator in Peking, Beijing, they call it. Amen now. And we was in the hotel. There's some Japanese there. The Japanese to begin to travel to. And, amen, they had some of their fancy video cameras and so forth. And amen. One Japanese man was just a little bit rotund, amen, but drunk, got on the same elevator with me, and he pointed at my belly, and he said, in his drunken way, he said, you and I have the same problem. Not quite, but almost. Amen. Amen. Oh, yes. Praise God. I'll tell you what, we could do with more fastings. But I'll tell you what, we got a lot of willing workers in church. There's about one once in a blue moon that's willing to fast, and all the rest are willing to let them. Amen. Rarely ever we get a unified effort. I dare say, amen, if we could get unified 1 week's time against any one malady, we could see miracles again. But we're content to whine and ask each other, well, why don't we have miracles like we used to? I'll tell you, we don't see God like we used to. Amen. No use to go any farther than the pulpit to execute blame. Amen. I'll take my share of the blame. Amen. We can do better. I said we can do better. Come on, soldiers. People are still dying and going to hell every day. Amen. Theron Young, amen, who was a country singer, amen, in the 50s and the 60s, amen. Oh, yeah, he had a lot of big songs back then, but just the other day he stuck a pistol to his head. Amen. Blowed his brains out. Amen. His son Robin sang on the Grand Ole. I read this in the paper, Grand Ole Opry the other night. Amen. Sung one of his dad's old hit songs. Amen. Closed out with tears run down the faces of the entertainers.
I love you, Daddy. There's still folks going to hell, folks, by the wholesale. Amen. Someone says, amen. Hands reach out. Are we all to blame? Amen. Praise God. Oh, I know in the last analysis everybody's to blame for his own fate. But there's any reason, is there any reason that we can qualify to be the revival center that Hamilton needs, the refuge for souls that are weary of sin?